hope we haven't scared everyone out there in the Carolina Outdoor listening audience. We're the Outdoor Guys, just trying to keep everybody safe. We started off talking about bears. Of course, we got that video posted at Jesse Brown's, on the Jesse Brown's Facebook page. We invite everybody to go over there, check it out. Also, you know what, while you're there, like us, follow us there or Instagram, depending on what your mode of social media is. It's the way we get to participate with you and you with us during the week when we're not on the airwaves of WBT Radio up and down the Eastern Seaboard. So anyway, Bill Barty here, Wes Lawson right there. We also may have scared you to death besides bear talk with rip currents, or maybe it was crossing a mountain stream, or maybe it was going to the grocery store in Charlotte where high water may be, and to note, you should turn around. Don't drive through that deep pool of water that doesn't look so deep. It's worth it to turn around and be safe. But that's not what we're here for. We're not here to scare anyone. We're here to keep you safe and to encourage you to be in our Carolina outdoors. And over at Jesse Brown's, besides having a safe-to-see bear, we also have a bunch of flies, and these are lures for the sport of fly fishing. We just got a brand new batch in, and it's great to know that because this is prime time fishing season. Although the delayed harvest waters are going to open up for harvest next Saturday. The first Saturday each June is when they open up. The good news is you've got a week to fish that water and all the other 1,000-plus miles of streams that we have here in just North Carolina alone. And Wes, of course, we're not going to ask you to go speak Latin with all of the flies that we have in here, but you have note of what the NC Wildlife website has in regards to a hatch chart.
Yep. You know, Bill, I wish I could claim that all of this is my own work, but it's not. So ncwildlife.org worked with Trout Unlimited. There's a great chart on there, and it's one that we have from time to time fallen back on. And when I say we, I don't mean Don and Dave. They know this stuff like it's gospel. The one thing I will say is charts are a good starting point. They don't typically take into account changes like a cool late spring or a really wet spring. So it's a good place to start. So on top of what it has, I'm going to say things like prince nymphs and beadhead prince nymphs have been really great for us at all of our freshwater sheds. Beadhead gummy worms have been doing great because with all that rain, a lot of those worms end up in a fish's mouth. But then stoneflies and caddisflies make up the bulk of what we sell. And so right now it's going to be a lot of things like stimulators, golden stoneflies, maybe some blue-wing olive, depending on the time of day. So one other thing to think about is your fly category is going to change as the day goes on and as those different hatches kind of take place. These emergers and these flies are hitting the surface and the sunlight at different times as they sort of wake up. And you can tell that even in your backyard, if you look into those shafts of light throughout the day, where those kind of clouds of bugs are, they aren't always in that same spot. We've got right now several hundred dozen flies ready to be consumed by fish. We've also got plenty of good things for stillwater, popping bugs, so things for bass and brim. And depending on where you're from, maybe you say crappie, maybe you say crappie. We've got them for those little guys too. But I'm looking at things right now. It's the end of May, but it feels like it's more like mid-May. So blue-wing olives are going to be good. Some of the sulfurs are going to be happening for sure. Black caddis. But it's warmed up, so we're starting to see things like, Cahills, maybe some of the yellow stoneflies, or even light Cahills. Because that's going to be, light Cahill's kind of a May, June kind of creature. So lots of options there. You don't have to remember all of that when you come in. Let's just have a conversation about where you're going and when, and we'll go from there.
The good news is we have a professional batch of people who can tell you what in the world these flies are and what is working no matter where you're going. So some destination places that are getting fished from East Tennessee. And we do know this is the Carolina Outdoors, but we venture forth. East Tennessee, the tail races fisheries are getting attention, as well as Virginia. Virginia has had a lot of people from our area sneaking up to that. Of course, here in western North Carolina, it's always busy. Even when Pisgah Forest, many of the trails were and are officially closed, we have had plenty of anglers in all of those waters out there enjoying them. So anyway, if you stop by Jesse Brown's, we will walk you through the flies that we have that are specifically bought for this time of year to go to these different streams. The good news is if you do have a western trip planned and it is going to follow through and you're going to get to head out west, we have flies for that as well. So check out that hatch pattern. It will tell you what is in season in regards to entomology here in the southeast and what's working. And once you find something working, for the most part, there's a similarity to the North Carolina streams and what bugs are working. Hey, we've covered a whole bunch of topics here. We scared a lot of people. We almost started talking about some Latin bugs, but I think we covered it all. Any last words, Wes?
You know, so most of what we talked about, the best thing you can do when you're having fun out there is do it with somebody else and be calm while you're doing it and let us help you get ready before that next big adventure.
With that being said, thanks Wes Lawson. Thanks TJ Boggs. I'm Bill Barty, hoping you'll get outdoors, pick up your trash, and we'll see you here next time on the Carolina Outdoors.